I'm thinking about me. I'm thinking about how wonderful this world is. I'm thinking about how wonderful everything is that I have, that I am, that I know. I'm thinking about everything that is just glorious and outstanding. And as I think about it, I experience it in every area of my life. There's nothing I can do to destroy it. There's nothing I can do to improve it. It exists. It is there now, and it's up to me to claim it. It's up to me to look into my life and say, all is in divine order. It's up to me to look in my life and say, this is a fabulous world that I live in. This is a joyous world that I live in. This is a marvelous world that I live in. It's a world that I have created by my thought. It's a world that has always been with me, always been something that I believe. It's my world, and I think it's a wonderful world. Everything I do is a conclusion that this is a wonderful world. Everything I do is fabulous, saying this is a wonderful world. Now, do I know this is a wonderful world? I know it in my heart. Do I have to look outside and see it's a wonderful world? No, I look inside and see it's a wonderful world. If I look outside, I'm liable to look at appearances of somebody else's opinion of the world, somebody else's attitude toward the world, and is that what I want in my world? I want my attitude of my world at all times. I want my attitude of what I think about my world at all times. That's the only thing that's of any importance to me. What do I think about my world? What do I think about life? What do I think about what's going on around me? What do I think is taking place in my world? What do I think of the people in my world? What do I think of my mom and my dad, my brothers and sisters, my aunts and uncles and cousins, my grandparents? What do I think of my friends and neighbors? What do I think of my people that are teaching me in school? What do I think of my government? What do I think of anything in the world? And whatever I think about that, that's what I experience in my life. That's just my thought. Now, can I take that and run with it? Can I take that and be it? Can I take that and know it? When I take it and know it, then everything that I'm doing is really of great value to me, and great value to my world, great value to everything that goes on in my world. Now, is your world like that? Is your world a reflection of the goodness and the magic that's within you, or the sadness that's within you? We cannot allow ourselves one moment to be sad. We cannot allow ourselves one moment to have a thought that is negative toward our experience in life. We cannot afford to do that, because if we do that, what we are doing as we are empowering what we think we don't want. Now, the truth is, we want what we think. Whatever we think about is what we want. And if we say we don't want something that we're thinking about, stop thinking about it. Stop having that be your modus operandi for your life. Stop having that be what is the call of your world. What is the call of the wild to you? What is the call of the good to you? What is the call of the joy to you? What is the call of the magic of the world to you? Yes, what is it? Can you be strong enough to decide for yourself what sort of thing is going to be your highest and best? What sort of thing is being your goal? What is going to be your choice in life? Now, we all know what your choice in life is going to be, because we look at you and we see you reflect your happiness, your sadness, your confidence, your lack of confidence. We see those things very much in you. Now, to be the most fantastic beings in the world, let's see the confidence in us, the joy in us, the power in us, the presence in us. Let's see those things, and let's see them demonstrated in every aspect of our life. Now, If we want them to be demonstrated in every aspect of our life, we take time to train ourselves to think only joyous thoughts, only positive thoughts, only thoughts that are beneficial to us. Beneficial to us. Our highest good. And our highest good is beneficial to our creation also. And the world is our creation. Every person in the world is our creation. Every person in the world is our experience. And every person in the world is fantastic. Now, is that the truth about you? Is that the truth about every moment of your life, that it's fantastic, that you're in charge? Are you ever allowing yourself to not be in charge? Are you ever allowing yourself not to be in control of your life? Are you ever allowing yourself to do that? Have you ever thought about not being in control of your life and what would happen if you weren't in control of your life? Well, every time we allow the opinions of other people, every time we allow the experiences of other people, every time we allow the attitudes of other people affect us, then those are our attitudes, those are our opinions, those are who we are. And is it something you're proud of? Is it something that you delight in? Is it something that you want to tell the world about? Or are you hiding in a corner saying, no, I don't want any part of it. I don't want any part of it. I don't want any part of it. And if you say, I don't want any part of it, that's your creation. That's you shining forth brilliantly, wonderfully, fantastically, in your world. And you say you don't like that. Well, if you don't like it, stop thinking about it. Stop thinking about it. Start thinking about how wonderful you are. Start thinking about how wonderful your immune system is. Start thinking about how wonderful your body is. Start thinking about how wonderful your world is. Start thinking about the type of people you associate with. Are they good and lovely people? Then you're doing the job pretty good. Start thinking about everything that delights you. Everything that lifts you up, everything that makes you feel 10 feet tall, everything that just takes your heart and says, go for it, go for it, go for it. Yes. Are you ready to do that? Or are you going to just pick on yourself and pick on the world and find the faults in all the things that are around you? There'll be faults everywhere. But that doesn't mean they have to be yours. That doesn't mean those faults have to be expressed in your world. Because you're saying all things are in divine order now. All things are in divine order now. All things are in divine order now. Every thought I have is in divine order now. Every attitude I have of my mind is in divine order now. And that's true. I like my friends, my neighbors. I like them because they're a reflection of me. I like my friends and neighbors because they're a reflection, and they live their life the way I live mine, in power of joy, peace, and harmony. They live their life as a magic life, just like I live mine. They're my reflection, and a glorious reflection they are. They're my reflection, and they're fantastic, and they're joyous, and they're wonderful, and that's just like me. And I love it, 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 I love it. Yes, and I say that of myself, for myself, to myself, every moment of my life. And I am happy as I can be. It's my choice. It's my choice who I am. It's my choice where I go. It's my choice who I associate with. It's my choice what is in my world. It's my choice alone. Nobody else's. It's my choice alone. And because it's my choice alone, it's what I experience. And so, every moment of my life, I'm finding good in the world, and I'm finding my highest and my best expressed everywhere, through everybody, in all circumstances. And how great that is. And I'm starting with me, I love me, I love me, love me. And then I go to you, And I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.